Welcome to Digital Garden State, a podcast by the New Jersey Health Information Management Systems Society.
Welcome to the New Jersey Health Information Management Systems Society podcast series, where we discuss emerging trends in healthcare technology and their impact on our industry. New Jersey HIMSS is a consortium of healthcare professionals, providers, and vendors who are committed to promoting constant improvement in the use of information technology within the healthcare industry. I'm your host, Mike Fortino, current New Jersey HIMSS board member and account executive with Galaxy Solutions. Today's podcast episode is a bit of a departure for us. Today, we're going to talk about our premier event of the year. This October in Atlantic City, New Jersey, that's right, Atlantic City, New Jersey, it's an event that is co-sponsored by our New Jersey HIMSS chapter, along with the Delaware Valley HIMSS chapter. And here with us today is co-chair of this year's fall event, Casey Hafford. Casey is a current board member at New Jersey HIMSS and director of strategic accounts at Roundtable Strategic Solutions. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Mike.
It's great to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Oh, man, I couldn't wait for this podcast, Casey.
You know,
we've been talking about doing this for quite some time, right?
I've just been waiting for my chance in the spotlight, as I've told you.
There you go. Well, here it is.
Dare to dream, Mike.
Hey, listen, the first question I got for you, right, because I've got to ask, because I think I know, but I want to make sure I've got this right. How many times have you been the co-chair for the annual fall event representing New Jersey HIMSS?
Oh, thank you for asking that. I started in 2020, somewhat unfortunately, with our first ever virtual conference.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
That was a learning experience, but still had a great showing from our fantastic memberships. And then I did do it again in 2022 for our first time back in person. Fantastic, you know, educational content and show out. We had about, I'd say 425 to 50 regional members that showed up, which was more than we anticipated for our first year back. And so this will be my third year co-chairing it with my fantastic partner, Devin Elliott from Delaware Valley. And so happy for the opportunity again.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I actually helped a little bit for that 2020 event, you know, just trying to do the keynote speakers, and a lot of work goes into the planning. And you know, I know that the board and the membership really does appreciate your efforts, you know, around that event and all the other things that you do, because you know you're also on our chapter's event planning committee, you know, as a co-chair. And you've been on the planning committee for quite a few years as well, right?
Yes, sir. Since about 2018 as a volunteer, the legendary Tony Ferrante brought me in. He said,
"Yeah."
He said, "We have a little volunteer opportunity," and then it took over my life.
Tony's good about those whole volunteer opportunities, right?
Totally. He's the best. But and then you know, just as everyone knows, it does take a small village for this event. It's about seven different committees across folks, volunteers that coordinate the tracks presentations, the breakout sessions, keynote speakers, sponsors, the exhibit hall. It does take a small village that does donates their time free of charge.
Well, right, and not to mention your day job, right?
No problem. Who needs to sleep?
Let's dive into the event a little bit, right? So the first question: are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, when is it?
Oh, fantastic! Let's get down to logistics.
Yep.
We are looking at October 17th to 19th this year.
Right. Multi-day event. That's awesome.
There you go. Historically, it's been Wednesday to Friday, but this year we're breaking up the week and going for Tuesday to Thursday. Mm-hmm. So we'll kick off Tuesday at the Ballymore Golf Club We have an annual golf outing.
Right.
Last year, we had about 75 folks come out. Great sponsorship opportunities, a good time. I typically like to drive around on the golf cart with beverages. That's my role.
Very old. That is a critical role.
Critical.
For any golf outing. That is awesome.
Yeah.
And the Balmoral Golf Course, that is in around the Atlantic City area?
Yes, just about a 15 to 20 minute, 25 minute drive, depending on traffic, but not too far out there. Yep.
When do the golfers tee off?
They will tee off at 11 a.m. this year, shotgun start. Ooh.
11 a.m. That's great.
Yes. Like to give people time to get there. We'll have breakfast and registration open at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we have a sponsorship opportunity, just one opportunity for food and beverage sponsor. To sponsor that breakfast and lunch. Typically, we've broken that out into two sponsorship opportunities. Mm-hmm. But got some feedback that they'd prefer a one package and more visibility. So we'll have, that opportunity for, and as you know as well, it's all about our volunteers, and we would be literally nothing without our sponsors. So just want to call out different opportunities for those folks to be featured.
Gotcha. Yep. That you know what, kicking off an event like that with a golf outing is a great way to network, right? And it's, you know, at least, you know, there's not the pressure of the event itself, you know, where people are preparing for things, you know, just to really get to know one another. It's really important to do that.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
So the conference itself, right? So I'm assuming, on the 18th, that's when the conference starts. But isn't there another networking opportunity after the golf outing? Is there going to be a networking event on a Tuesday evening?
Correct. That Tuesday evening, we will have a welcome reception.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we did have a keynote speaker. This year, we think we'll just give folks the opportunity to catch up that first night.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
And that's at the Hard Rock, correct?
Correct. That'll be at the Hard Rock in one of the ballrooms. We'll have appetizers, mm-hmm. Drinks, music, you know, just a nice. Welcome nice. To the conference, you know, say hi to your friends.
Gotcha. Is it true that we're going to have Led Zeppelin in as the musical? No, it's not
true?
Well,
you know, we got Robert Plant coming. He's...
Really?
he's a good friend. Just kidding.
You never know. I was, you know, I was a little hopeful there.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Kind of dating myself with that request.
No, not at all. Not at all. Fantastic.
That's great.
But I'll definitely put him on the Bluetooth if you'd like.
Awesome.
Yes.
That'd be great. Thank you.
No problem.
I appreciate that. So, okay. Now the conference itself, really, that kicks off on Wednesday, right? And that's when it's like, can you kind of give us a little bit of the agenda at a very high level, you know, what that'll look like?
Certainly. I'll just give a little bit of Wednesday, and I can go into Thursday morning and just wrap up if you'd like.
That'd be awesome.
Just a couple brief sentences, but Wednesday will feature two great keynotes. Stay tuned there. We'll be marketing those mid-August. We like to keep our cards close, but we'll be marketing. Keep an eye out mid-August for announcements there from both the New Jersey and Delaware chapters. We'll have our annual CIO panel and a jam-packed schedule Wednesday of breakout presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
right.
This year, just like last year, we'll have four tracks.
Right.
And probably to call it out right now, we are still accepting presentations for those tracks to be reviewed early next month. Our call for presentations is open through August 11th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I did see August 4th on the website, but I guess we've, you know, it was extended to the 11th.
We just extended to the 11th based on the team's review availability and
Gotcha.
For the first year, we are requiring a minimum word count and more of a case study presentation submission. So giving people a little bit more time to get that together. Our breakout tracks will be technology and innovation in healthcare delivery, healthcare access and equity, patient-centered care, and the future of healthcare, kind of focusing on, you know, the hot topics in that breakout session and kind of applied, you know, disruption in healthcare technology, I suppose, and and the different vertical integrations that'll drive value there. So that'll be Wednesday. And then, as always, we'll wrap up that day with a great networking event again, before people head out to dinner typically. Then Thursday, we'll wrap up the conference with a nursing leadership panel, kind of getting kind of getting perspective from both chief nursing information officers as well as chief nursing officers, both operational and IT, we thought would be a nice mix. We're also going to have a healthcare trivia game. And then just and then just one last fantastic keynote.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that to me, that what a great event to have, you know, for, you know, within your, you know, where our membership live, work, right? You know, it's local, it's focused on local issues, focused on local ways of addressing some of the challenges in IT related to healthcare, of course. So it's you know, I like the idea that it is, you know, it's focused within this region, you know, and you know, great partnerships are formed and friendships as well.
Yeah.
Right. You really do get to know folks. It's a little bit more of an intimate setting than the national conference. Love the national conference. That's not a knock or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, getting into some of the local concerns, I think is really beneficial to the membership.
Certainly, you know, certainly. Last year, you know, and I'm sure this year as well, but we had incredible presentations from ChristianaCare, Virtua Health, Penn Medicine, RWJ Barnabas, Hackensack, and our fantastic kind of regional, you know, vendor firms as well. We had Microsoft out there, Cerner, Cerner presented, the director of interoperability, you know, so I anticipate, to your point, some great regional showcasing.
Yeah. You know, it's regional, but you know, you do have, you know, those large enterprise organizations, right? I mean, they're significant and, you know, they're just as meaningful and as impactful as you would expect at a national level, right?
Yes. I think we're doing some groundbreaking things here. Those in our area, not me, but those in our area, and those that presented the conference.
Oh, come on! I think you're doing you and the committee are doing a really great job year over year. So tell me a little bit about, and if you kind of cover it, like attendance, right? You know, we had really good attendance last year, you know, hoping for, you know, the same or better, you know, always, right? We're always looking to better. And you know, can you talk a little bit about, you know, the efforts around getting provider members to participate?
Certainly.
Right.
Yes.
In the day.
Yes, of course. That last year, I do feel like we had probably about a 40-60 mix.
That's really good.
You know, not terrible. And I will just throw it out there again. It was our first time getting back together in person since that thing that happened. And I think there was some, you know, getting people comfortable again in that way as well that we are working through. So again, we did have about, you know, 425 to 450 registered, I would say, had some walk-ins as well. But I would anticipate in previous years, in, you know, 2019 and earlier, they would amass, you know, talking about the Tony Ferrante organization, you know, team would 500 to 600 folks. You know,
right,
so
right.
We hope to be closer to those numbers. And to your point and question about increasing provider or organizational affiliate attendance, we've done a couple things like offer bulk registration to those organizations at a discounted cost to encourage more providers to come out as a team. And, you know, a director or a manager could invite 5 employees. And then we've also, for the first time ever, broken out a provider tier. So anybody that works for a health system, mm-hmm. for either of our chapters, does not have to be an organizational affiliate. The ticket price goes down from $350 to $400, down to $275 to $200.
Oh, wow.
So really tried to just be cognizant of those budgetary differences for our OAs, providers, healthcare systems. The reality is there's just not the same budget to send folks out. So we're trying to get creative there with pricing opportunities and bulk registration.
Gotcha. Yeah. I think that's smart, right? We really do want to get the membership out there and make sure they have the opportunity to really participate and see what everyone else is doing, right? It's all about partnership, collaboration, learning, you know, and it's something that, you know, I think is really important for folks to be able to get out and to, you know, have that experience, right?
Definitely.
That's really good stuff.
Definitely. It's
okay. Well, let's kind of cover exactly the kind of recap. Where, you know, the event, right? So it's the 17th through the 19th, right?
Correct.
Tuesday through Thursday.
Correct.
So folks have Monday to do what they need to do and to set things up. And then on Friday, they can, you know, kind of wrap up their week, right? Back at work and in the middle there, experience a great learning event.
Yep.
So, and it starts off with golf. A welcome event, then the conference itself. And you had mentioned another a bit of networking on Wednesday evening as well?
Yes. On Wednesday evening, after the first, you know, educational content heavy day, we always have a networking reception. Just the same concept, a few drinks, appetizers before sending people off to dinner. It is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Nice.
After our last keynote speaker.
And that's done within the vendor area, right? The exhibit hall?
We do like to do it within the exhibit hall. We set up tables there. You know, a couple of buffet tables as well for just like, again, appetizers. And then, you know, that way we are able to continue to increase visibility for our sponsors and vendors, as well as, you know, have people network in that area where there's still great information and, you know, kind of things to see and learn, I'd say, in that exhibit hall that I'd say last year we had about 50 sponsors in there.
That's great.
Yep. And anticipate getting closer to 60 to 75 this year. And,
oh, that's really great.
Totally. So the networking reception Wednesday night, and then, people typically go out to dinner or enjoy Atlantic City to the best of their ability.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yep.
Oh, one thing. So what if there's a company out there today, right, that wanted to participate and not yet a sponsor, is there still time for them to, you know, be able to participate that way, to be able to sponsor?
100%. Today, I am not sure when this will be posted, but today, July 27th, our early bird registration is opening.
Awesome.
Which is inclusive of all of our sponsorship opportunities. If you are not an annual sponsor, the benefit of being an annual sponsor is you get an automatic 2 to 4 tickets. You get a table in the exhibit hall at no cost. So if you're an annual sponsor, if you want to be there, you're there. But right. if you are not a chapter sponsor of either New Jersey or Delaware Valley, we do have event-based sponsorship opportunities, such as, you know, keynote introduction sponsor. You can just purchase a table in the exhibit hall, I believe, for $3,000. That comes with the exhibit table as well as attendance and tickets to the event itself. So, and then needless to say, I mentioned at the golf tournament, there's sponsorship opportunities as well. For the first time this year, we are going to have a presidential or executive sponsorship, which is, which is an opportunity to be featured, give kind of a introduction of your company at the top of the golf tournament. And then your company, two representatives from your company, will be paired with a chapter board member from Delaware Valley, as well as a board member from New Jersey. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yep. An opportunity to play with two leaders from our organizations, and kind of, again, get out there with that group as well and be featured in an introductory capacity.
Well, that's great. Yep. I love that idea. I think that's really good for the sponsors.
Yes.
Terrific. So again, let's kind of recap here, right? So the event starts on the 17th to the 19th. The golf outing starts on the 17th. The conference is at the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Correct.
And right. One of my favorite things to always worry about is parking, and parking is really easy there. I've done it myself, so no need to worry. It's awesome.
So easy. A parking garage walks you right over to the casino. If you're feeling fancy, hit the valet. There's options out there, Mike.
That's awesome. I love that. And since I drive a pickup truck, it's still high enough where I don't have to worry about low ceilings either.
Again, we're versatile.
There it is. You think of everything. So early bird registration will open up today.
Early bird registration.
July 27th.
Yes.
That's awesome. And everyone can register at our website, correct? That's njhims.org, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Well, and they could also register at the Delaware Valley Hymns website as well. But, you know, we kind of like New Jersey, so always get our website.
It's a team.
It's okay. We love our fellow chapter members.
It's fully a team effort. Yes. Early bird registration will be open through August 17th. And each ticket option is essentially reduced by $50 to $75. So
cool.
Just a quick logistical comment, as you bring up the importance of parking, we do, as always, have an annual room block with the Hard Rock for a discounted price when you book your registration on Eventbrite. In your confirmation email, there will be details about that room block and how to move forward there.
Perfect. Okay. So with that, I got one last point. I just want to emphasize that our chapter is supported by some amazing companies, and without their sponsorship, we could not deliver on our mission of healthcare technology, advocacy, and learning, right? So to all of our provider members who are listening, please make it a point to really try to attend this year's conference. We really want to see you there and spend a few minutes with our sponsors. I mean, they're a good group. They really have some great, they have some great services and products and solutions that can really help, you know, and just having that conversation, learning a little bit will go a long way. So that wraps up our discussion for today. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Right, Casey?
Just a blast, Mike.
Of course. So stay tuned for more episodes, based on all of our different podcast series that we have. And by all means, check out our other podcasts on your favorite podcast platform. We are New Jersey Hymns. That's NJHIMSS on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podbean, and TuneIn plus Alexa. Please subscribe to our channel on those platforms, and please, please, please hit those like buttons. And oh, you could also find our podcast on our website, njhymns.org. Thank you, Casey, and thanks to our listeners.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you for all that you do for our chapter.
You bet. You too. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you soon.